The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Medanation, we once again welcome you in our program, the beloved children of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. In this program, we talk about the life and legacy of the beloved children of the Prophet. Maybe that's from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be gaining today from this very episode. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's recite Salat upon Nabi alayhi salat wa taslim and make few good intentions. Please read with me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let's make few good intentions. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention. You will watch this from start to end. You will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge onto others. You can add as many good intentions as possible and you can easily multiply the amount of reward you will attain. Respecting viewers, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated the daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My son is about to breathe his last breath. Please come quickly. Perhaps at that moment Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was busy with an important piece of work, so he sent salam in reply and advising her to have patience. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly that belongs to Allah, whatever he has taken back and whatever he has given, and everything has a fixed period in his court. Thus you should have patience and hope for reward. So this was the message which was sent to Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sent a message again and made emotional request to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to come, demanding earnestly, requesting earnestly. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came with the best companions radiallahu anhum. The child who was taking his last breath was brought to him. Having seen the child, tears welled up in his blessed eyes. Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is this? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this is the mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into the hearts of his bondsmen. And Allah Almighty has mercy on those who show mercy. Respected viewers, it is learned from this that it is not forbidden to cry over the death of any relative, any loved ones. However, bewailing, tearing the front of your shirt, untying your hair, putting sand on your head and beating your chest, etc., are bad or rather haram. Regarding this blessed hadith, the commentator of Bukhari, Allama Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, having seen this condition of the child, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had mercy on him out of affection. All tears started flowing from his blessed eyes. And this Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an became surprised, because he radiallahu ta'ala an had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's patience at the time of battle of Uhud. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave no sign of pain despite being injured. and in the intensity of the battle of trench which the Holy Quran itself has mentioned in the following words, the hearts came up to the throat. This was the intensity of battle of trench, Khandaq. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was firmer and steadfast and more stronger than a mountain. Then why is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself crying? It can be derived from the reply that it is a matter of affection, but is not in our control. This is natural. Tears turn up, they come out from your eyes. It's natural, and hence it is not forbidden. But rather it is good, because Allah Almighty shows mercy to those who themselves show mercy to others. And even medical science has established the fact, if a blood relative does not cry at all over the death of a loved one, it causes a serious disease. So by shedding tears, a person feels relaxed. Therefore, no one should be prevented from crying on such an occasion. Some more pearls of knowledge we can learn from this very blessed hadith, as it has been mentioned by the ulama. If someone is taking his last breath, it is permissible to call some religious scholar, Islamic scholar, or righteous person to gain the blessing, subhanAllah, and their du'as. And further, visiting a sick person is not wajib, rather it is a sunnah. Furthermore, it is also a sunnah to visit the sick young children. It has got a great reward, so we should go and visit the sick. We also learn that the status of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha is very high in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. The love and affection Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had for children. This is the grandchild of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The son of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And generally, the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that children were brought to him so that dua could be made for them and tahneek could also be given to them, the first food which is mixed with the saliva and then fed to the child. It could be honey or something very soft, that's called tahneek. So people used to bring children in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam for tahneek. This is the love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had for children. Children, they see us. What we do, they copy us. You would see that if a father is praying, little daughter or son will join and they will start copying, imitating, subhanAllah. And they will do as the parents are doing. Or mother is doing, the daughter will come and the son will come. This is what they see, they act upon. So if you want to do tarbiyah of the children, so start doing the actions you want them to do. If you do them, they will follow you, they will copy you, they will imitate you. And you could have noticed that. Son wants to have the hairstyle of the father. He wants to dress like a father. He wants to walk like a father. He is the first role model he sees. Likewise, the daughter, for her, the first role model is the mother. Whatever acts she is watching, she is looking within the personality of the mother, she's going to copy that. She's going to imitate that. She's going to follow that. So our own character, our attitude, our behavior, the way we carry ourselves, the way we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way we abide by the laws of the Islam, the way we fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fara'id, wajibat, sunnah, offering salah, being kind to others, generous, not talking ill about others, backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, all these sins, avoiding them, collectively form our character. And this is the character which is seen by the children. And they see what we do and then they copy and imitate and follow. So if you want your children to turn out to be good, you have to first fix your own character, your own personality. And inshallah, you will see them following you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respectfully, If we further talk about the seerah of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the ulama, they formed a consensus that Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha had two children. A daughter named Sayyidatuna Unama radiyallahu anha, and a son named Sayyidatuna Ali radiyallahu anha. Sayyidatuna Umama, the grand daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the daughter of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She lived even after the apparent demise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatuna Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem married her. With regards to Sayyidatuna Ali bin Abi al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, in his childhood, when he reached near puberty, he passed away. On the day of the conquest of Mecca, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had him on his ride. Subhanallah. And we also learned a parable regarding the passing away of a child and Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha requesting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to see the child at his last breath. Perhaps this was Sayyidatuna Ali bin Abi al-As, the son of Sayyidatuna Zainab. Regarding this narration, Allama Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, it was the son whose name was Ali, not Sayyidatuna Umama, the daughter of Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, because Sayyidatuna Umama lived even after the demise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now we learn about the journey to hereafter. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she migrated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned that in earlier episodes that she was hit with a spear and she was injured and she fell from her camel. And the injury she was affected with remained for a long time, and it even became the cause of her demise. Sayyidatuna Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated, she continued to suffer constantly from the pain of the injury she had received during the migration. She passed away due to it. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the blessed companions radiyallahu anhum called her a martyr. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away at the beginning of 8th Hijri. According to an estimation, she was 31 years old at that time. Respected viewers, Sayyidatuna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma has said, when Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away, women started crying over her demise. Having seen this, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu rushed to discipline them. But the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam pushed him back and said, O Umar, leave them. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam paid attention to the women and said, shed your tears, but abstain from the satanic sound. After this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whatever happens from the eyes and the heart is from Allah Almighty, and it is mercy, and the thing that happens from hands and the tongue is from shaitan. According to innovation, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, Umar, leave them. Undoubtedly, eyes produce tears, heart is afflicted, and sorrow of the incident is fresh. Mufti Ahmad Yarqanayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala thought it was haram to cry over the deceased. Until that time, he did not know the difference between mourning and crying, and therefore he showed strictness. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned a difference in this blessed saying of his, that mourning is forbidden and crying is permissible. And here a permissible act was being carried out. And therefore he radiyallahu anhu should not forbid, because it was the time of sorrow and the heart was afflicted. Later on, they would have patience themselves. The Grand Mufti further said, the grief of the heart and the tears of the eyes cannot be controlled, as they are natural. They are the outcome of the emotion of the heart and mercy. Let's also learn few Madinipas regarding mourning. Noha, i.e. to cry loudly by mentioning the attributes of the deceased with exaggeration, is called bayn. And it is unanimously agreed that it is haram. Similarly, yelling, oh, it is a calamity, is also haram. Tearing the front of the shirt, right, scratching the mouth, untying the hair, putting dust on the head, beating the chest, and hitting thighs with hands are also deeds of ignorance and haram. And then it is also mentioned, it is forbidden to cry loudly, and if there is no sound, it is not forbidden. In fact, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shed tears over the demise of his beloved son, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala. The second verse, inshallah, in our next episode, we'll further talk about another blessed child of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The prophet's children are blessing to mankind, honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned, honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.